USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States is calling for an expanded probe into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic after new reports that researchers at a Chinese lab were severely sickened about a month before the first cases of COVID were reported. White House Senior Advisor for COVID Response Andy Slavitt said Tuesday that a transparent investigation was needed, something he said wasn't currently happening with China. Health Secretary Javier Becerra echoed those calls while speaking at a meeting of the World Health Organization.
Phase two of the COVID origin study must be launched with terms of reference that are transparent, science-based, and give international experts the independence to fully assess the source of the virus and the early days of the outbreak.
Those calls coming as the United States passed a vaccination milestone on Tuesday. The CDC says that half of the nation's adult population, more than 129 million people, have been fully vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has moved to hold a vote this week on a bill that would create a commission to investigate the January riots at the Capitol. The bill passed the House with 35 Republicans joining all Democrats in voting for it. But Senate Republicans are pushing back against a commission and will reportedly filibuster the bill. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the commission appears to be nothing more than a political exercise. He said Tuesday that while there are still more than 400 active investigations underway into the riots, forming a commission is a way for Democrats to continue to litigate the past.
So what would an additional report be about? I think at the heart of this recommendation by the Democrats is that they would like to continue to debate things that occurred in the past. They'd like to continue to litigate the former president into the future. We think the American people going forward and in the fall of 22 ought to focus on what this administration is doing to the country.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has some issues with Canada's COVID restrictions. Tim Berg explains.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is calling out President Biden for allowing Canada to receive COVID-19 vaccines from the United States while at the same time barring fully vaccinated Americans from crossing the northern border.
I'm all for helping Canada, and listen, border states like Maine and New Hampshire and Vermont have been permitting Canadians to come across the border if they want to be vaccinated in the United States, really since February. And we're allowing folks to do that, and we're sending vaccine now to Canada.
Christie speaking there on CNN, he continues by discussing what needs to be done in order to get more people to be vaccinated.
But if we believe that the vaccines work, then you have to allow people who have been double vaccinated to come into Canada. They don't present a risk. And so how can Canada ask us for our help, but at the same time not allow our citizens to go in?
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And a Cleveland Indians pitcher has found himself on the injured list with one of the oddest injuries in recent memory. Right-hander Zach Plesac was placed on the IR after breaking his thumb on his pitching hand. Cleveland manager Terry Francona said the injury occurred Sunday in the locker room while Plesac aggressively ripped off his shirt and hit his hand on a chair. It's unclear how much time the 26-year-old will miss with the injury. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.